Hello.
Hello, I'm Monica calling from FAU. We're conducting a survey on resident perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you?
I'm head of the household.
Okay. Is your home a single family home, a town home, an apartment, or a manufactured mobile home?
Well, the one I'm sitting in right now is single family, and I'm in West Coast is single family.
Okay. Do you own or rent your home?
I own it.
You own it. Thank you. Can you please tell me what year was your home built?
Which one?
The one that you're in right now.
The one I'm sitting in right now. Okay, mm-hmm. 2006.
Thank you. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Holy crap, 1949.
49 years or since 1949?
1949.
Okay.
I'll let you do the math.
All right, thank you. All right. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm, Category 1 hurricane, Category 2 hurricane, 3, 4, or 5?
Oh, shoot. I've been through so many hurricanes, I don't remember. Ian's the latest.
You can pick one you remember, or the last one you remember.
Would be Ian.
Ian? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just the other, what was that, 2 years ago or 3 years ago?
2021, maybe.
That sounds good to me.
Let me look it up real quick. Yeah, it was actually a Category 5 hurricane in 2021.
Yeah, it would be a 5 because they registered up to 202 mile-an-hour gusts.
Yeah, okay. Have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Oh, I built this house to resist a CAG 5. I had less than $2,000 worth of damage, and only because I had a barbecue that was on wheels, and I forgot about it was on wheels.
Okay.
And it,
all right.
And it got shoved into a fence.
You said around $2,000 estimated damage?
At most. Call it $2,000, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage of your home? Was it Devers, or it was only the barbecue you said?
Yeah, the barbecue.
All right. Okay. I'm typing in your
My fault. I should have been in the garage, but okay.
No worries. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane related tornado or flooding hazards?
Say that again.
How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards?
I'm fairly secure here because when I had this house built, the columns that you might see on the porch and where they connect are steel I-beams covered with wood. You got to have some degree of ambience.
Okay. There's one option that says not too vulnerable. Would you feel comfortable choosing that?
Oh, I'm very comfortable.
Okay. All right. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Some of the options are put up hurricane shutters, buy supplies, anything you could think of.
Okay. I've already prepared all my windows here are impenetrable, a.k.a. they're bulletproof because I'm former law enforcement. And I've got steel I-beams reinforcing. I can't think of all the things I've done here. I've spent some money.
Okay. Multiple.
Like I say, the house is rated to a CAG 5.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. When would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? I know you said you're already prepared, so I think that would be the best option, right?
Oh, yeah, I've already got water. I've got just bought the batteries. I've got a battery operated and also got the hand crank radio. shoot, I lose track of how many things I've done.
All right. Okay. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from a hurricane damage? I know you already said that you're fully prepared, so I'm assuming the best option would be very certain, right?
Yeah, I'm very confident.
Okay. All right.
To the point, even my kids, the kids came here during Eden because I'm in good shape. They weren't.
Right. So they would choose your house to stay in if something happened.
Yeah, and they felt safe here.
Okay. All right. Please select your top three sources of information. The options include internet sources, radio, TV, newspapers, friends and family, social media, or other options.
I've answered that. I have a plethora of communications capabilities. God, I've got, I'm trying to think of something I don't have. I feel good about the situation. Let me put it that way. As far as communications goes, got my own antenna tower and communications capabilities. I've even got, what do they call it on TV? They call it First Alert, where you can press a button and it goes directly into emergency services kind of thing. I've even got that, sir, here. I'm pretty well covered. I'm at a loss to how to answer you.
Okay, no worries. I have typed in your answer. Okay. All right. From a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household? I know you already said a 5, so I think that's the best answer.
Yeah, it's a 5. I agree with you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm, such as cost of childcare, cost of insurance, cost of food, property taxes, transportation costs, loss of income, cost of housing, or any other reason?
No, I can't think of a single reason.
All right. One of the options is none of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness, so I think that would be the best one for this scenario.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
No. Neither flood nor evacuation?
No. I'm not susceptible to anything except I have to be conscious of, how do you put this? I regularly have tree topping done because I'm on 6 acres.
Okay. All right.
So I make sure the trees are topped so if they do decide to come over, they ain't going to hit the house.
All right. Thank you. When would you evacuate if you had to? If a hurricane watch is issued? If a hurricane warning is issued? If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours? If emergency management official ordered you to evacuate?
I would have to get to the order level because I feel very secure. And let's just put it this way. I put out the bucks in the first place because I'm a Floridian and I'm well aware of situations.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you. I know you said that you often use your house as a shelter for your family. If you had to evacuate, where would you go?
Probably, okay, I know we evacuated once to Alabama, sister-in-law's house.
I actually have an option that says another location within the state or another state.
I'd probably go up to, that's a toughie, Georgia or Mississippi.
Okay, another state. All right. Okay. May I know how many vehicles are available in your household?
One.
One vehicle. Okay.
Unless you want to count my golf cart.
All right. Do you know what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
Oh, God. The contents is $400,000. The house is, I think it's $750,000.
Okay. All right. How confident are you that you would come up with $750 for an unexpected hurricane damage?
No, very confident.
very confident. Okay. All right. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? Has it decreased significantly over 10%? I will read you the options, okay? So decreased significantly over 10%, decreased somewhat between 1 to 10%, remained the same, increased over 10%.
Okay. I'm going to guesstimate 15%.
15%? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember the last 1 to 3 years? So before the last year?
Gee whiz. The only thing I remember, I just got my car insurance bill. And that's, that's $700, which ain't bad in my opinion.
It's fine if you don't know. I have an option for that.
Okay, then give me the I don't know category.
All right. I will input that for also 3 to 5 years, because most likely you don't remember, and also the option for 5 to 10 years.
Okay.
All right. Okay. As a result of the increase that we first mentioned, what actions did you take? Did you change your insurance provider? Did you increase the amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or did you just continue to pay the higher rate?
I'm just continuing paying the higher rate because it's kind of like a dog chasing a car. Once they catch it, what do they do with it?
Yeah. Okay.
Nothing much you can do about it. It's reality.
Right. Okay. Thank you. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you're comfortable insuring?
Oh, God. I do. You got me on that one. My total investment in this house, and it was just so happens a month ago, I was just playing with numbers. I've got about $980,000 invested in this house because of all the little things I've done, the pool and yada, yada, yada.
Right.
I don't know. I'd be straight up with you. I don't have an answer.
It's all right. There's one option for that.
Okay.
Okay. We're almost done. Thank you for bearing with me. Next question. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Option one is moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county in Florida, moving to another state, or you would just not want to move from your home.
Oh, I'm not moving anywhere. Mm-mm. No, I've moved too many times in my careers, and I do not want to do it again.
Okay, thank you. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
Well, I guess I can consider it because I got mad when I read the 2017 Tax Act and I paid it off.
All right.
I think my total debt now is about $60 because I went to Publix.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government shall hope to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I would think it'd be a synthesis of multiple choices. I don't think anybody's going to bear the entire damage result. I think it should be shared. And therefore, that would be the way I would pursue it.
Okay. I can select multiple options. So I have selected federal, state, and local government. Okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. On a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
The growth we got around here? Wow. I'd give it a 4.
Okay. Another statement. The local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk.
No, I don't think they do it.
A 1?
Yeah, a 1.
Okay. Another statement. The new developments take into account hurricane wind risk.
Run it by me again.
Okay, that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk.
No, they're a big zero. No, I don't think these carpetbaggers know what ruined is.
If I had a zero, I would select it, but I'll select a one.
There you go.
Okay, another statement. The new developments take into account flood risks.
That word was progress. What was that last word?
No, flood. Flood risks.
Oh, flood. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No worries. No worries. You can.
I'd give maybe a three.
Okay. And last statement, that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
Say that one more time.
Sure. That building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
Okay, I got a new house across the street that I saw being built. I wouldn't have a lot of confidence. I'd give it a three.
A three? Okay. All right. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Yes, there is sea level rise impact to me. Nothing. No, not a zip. I'm too far from the Gulf.
Okay. There's an option that says, yes, I believe it is happening, but I will not be affected. Do you feel comfortable with that?
There you go. Absolutely.
All right. Next question. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes, or other?
Oh, man. Let's see. Obviously, there's going to be tax impacts. Mm-hmm. I think it has to be handled at the local level because it's not a national problem. So anything that applies local, that's where you're going to get it. The
All
money.
Right. Typing in your answer. Just a second. Should be locally. Okay. All right. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area?
My area, I'm not concerned at all.
Okay. Not at all concerned.
Not around my house, or within, 15 miles.
15 miles? Okay. All right. When you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important? Some of the options are neighborhood, schools, crime, taxes and fees, insurance rate, but you can mention any other.
Actually, my first consideration in hunting for property was my criteria was no less than 3 acres. Although I ended up picking up 6 acres, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I'm back from the road, but my wife would have a yard sale or whatever you call it, garage sale, and people would come back and say, "We didn't even know you were back here." My response is, "Work, didn't it?" And I was in recon, so I don't mind being separated from others.
All right. Space. Was that the only characteristic you took into account?
Yeah, I was just looking for land, a minimum of 3, and up to whatever we could afford at the time, and which at that time was very affordable. And I came across totally by happenstance of 3 acres that hadn't even got a for sale sign up on it, and I walked in 150 feet, walked back. I said, I don't care what the price is, sold. And it just happened to be $29,000.
All right. All right. Thank you. Okay. How long do you plan on living in your current address? Last option is more than 20 years.
Oh, yeah. It's a significant element of my estate.
Okay.
I ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere. All right.
No, I've already done the warranty deeds and everything to my daughter and her family.
You're all set then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Could you please tell me your age range? 18 to 34. I'm sure that's the one I'm going to select. 35 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 or older.
Well, let me put it this way. A couple days ago was June 6th.
Uh-huh.
I was born on June 6th, but 1946, not 1944. So I just turned 78.
78. All right. Happy late birthday. Do you celebrate?
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. One person says it's D-Day. I say, no, it's B-Day.
All right. The survey is asking me to ask you your gender, female, male, or other?
Male.
All right. Including yourself, how many people live in your household? I know you already mentioned your wife.
It's just myself, because I lost my wife 2 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You mentioned her in the garage sale, so I assume
yeah,
I'm sorry.
It was a great for 54 years.
Huh. All right. Thank you. Okay. And I think, I'm not sure if this is the last question. I think this is the second to last. But what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
Hmm. Well, for me, it was preschool. No, I'm just kidding. I hold a doctorate from George Washington University. I've
okay.
got four sheepskins. Label it what you want.
Will do. All right. Are you of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No. German, Swedish, English, and Irish.
Okay. If you had to pick, would you identify with white racial group?
White, yeah.
White, okay. All right. And this is just one of the questions, but I already know the answer. What language is most spoken in your home? What language do you speak yourself in?
Oh, okay. Predominantly English, although I speak three other languages.
With yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, the toughest one is the English.
All right. And if you would like to answer, which is your income range for your household?
Oh, God, you can make me think. Okay, IRS. Right now I'm sitting at grosser net, about $110,000.
Okay. All right. That's all the questions I had. Thank you very much for your responses. It was a pleasure speaking to you today. You made my day, definitely. Thank you.
Oh, great. That's super. And if you had anything to do with the rain we just had, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Good. Thank you. You have a super evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.